Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Put Roger Stone up against it, though, so he's agreed to answer the question here in this segment. So let me just put it out like this. Cornel West running third party, that's costing the Democrats votes. If RFK Jr. or Tulsi Gabbard run third party, that would cost them more votes. But more specifically, RFK Jr. as Trump's vice president. To me, that is the ultimate card. To me, that is a card that can't lose. And if it somehow magically did lose, I think most Americans would say, okay, what the hell's going on? So, RFK Jr., Donald Trump's vice president, Roger, what do you think?
Here's the problem, Owen. 30 states have state laws that require if you're going to be the nominee of the Republican Party for any federal office, you have to be a registered member of that party. I don't see Robert F. Kennedy ever leaving the party of his father, the party of his uncle, John F. Kennedy. That would not preclude him from potentially running as an independent. But the process of getting on the ballot as an independent in enough states to theoretically win 270 electoral votes, as I said, is an incredibly complex, expensive, manpower intensive, and arcane process. And Kennedy is going to try this. He cannot wait until next August. This idea that you can withdraw from the democratic process and easily run as an independent is not accurate. So he would have to make that decision relatively soon. Now, the great political coalition that you talk about of bringing Kennedy, Democrats, and independents into the Trump coalition could be achieved more simply by President Trump pledging that if he's elected, he would make Robert Kennedy, say, attorney general with a charge of cleaning up the deep state and investigating the last pandemic, making it very clear that when it comes to important issues like the Second Amendment or abortion, that public policy is set not by the attorney general, but set by the president of the United States. I think that would be just as effective without all the legal obstacles involved in trying to get him on the ticket for vice president, not to mention the difficulty of shoving Robert Kennedy down the throat of the Republican National Convention, which no matter how popular Donald Trump is among those delegates, and he will be ultra popular, would still be exceedingly difficult.
So this is kind of unprecedented in politics, but Trump would literally, and I guess maybe part of the RNC at least, it's not going to be Ronna Romney McDaniel. I guess in this case, I hope she would keep silent and hidden as the fake leadership she is. But do you think Trump could put politics aside and say, hey, yes, I want to put RFK Jr. as a part of my cabinet, maybe in whatever, whether it's attorney general or this, that, or the other thing? And I would even say reaching out an olive branch to Vivek Ramaswamy and saying, hey, I like what you're talking about with the administrative state. Let's give you a shot to prove and earn some political capital here. I'm going to put you in charge of the new committee to drain the administrative state. Do you think Trump could kind of put politics aside in that unprecedented way to build the coalition?
Well, there's a long tradition of having bipartisan cabinets. John F. Kennedy, Secretary of Treasury, C. Douglas Dillon was a Republican from New Jersey. Richard Nixon, Secretary of the Treasury, was a former Governor John Connally of Texas. He later became a Republican, but when he served in the cabinet, he was still a Democrat. The Secretary of Transportation in the Obama administration, former Republican Congressman Ray LaHood of Illinois. So there's a long tradition of bipartisanship within the cabinet. So I don't think Trump would have a real issue with it. As far as Vivek Ramaswamy, I'd like to see him tested in, say, a Secretary of Commerce, for example. I like his rhetoric. I'm troubled by some of the things that are in his background. He's very, very glib. He's very articulate. Bothers me that he kind of got caught plagiarizing a couple of Barack Obama's speeches. I would like to believe he's real, but I have a lot of questions. Doesn't matter. I'm for Donald Trump, first, last, and always.
All right, there it is. Roger Stone, political mastermind and expertise unlike any other. Final question for you, Roger, here. Do you think I could pull off that hat you have on?
It's kind of ironic. I kitted myself out in all of my InfoWars gear today just because I knew it was going to be on with you. But you know what? If you send me your hat size, I will send you a hat like this. Keeps the sun off your head.
Roger Stone is going to offer me a hat? Oh, my gosh. Well, now I've got to find out. I don't know if I can pull it off as good as you, Roger, but now I've got to give it a try. The great Roger Stone, StoneZone.com.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Jones Show. My head hat size has been measured. You know, we've seen a lot of great hats in American political history. We've seen some great hats, but I think Roger Stone has the best hat. And we've had some good hats. We've had some good Trump hats, too. Let's not forget about the red hat. We've never seen a Biden hat. But if Roger Stone offers you a hat, you have to take it. It's just, you have to take it, folks. It's guaranteed. You got to count it. Roger Stone's hat someday will be in the Smithsonian Museum. And maybe if we can extract a little bit of DNA from Roger Stone's hat and maybe clone a Roger Stone, and we could maybe then have a political mastermind forever. But you look at that hat, and I mean, maybe there's only one hat better in politics with a red hat. But I don't know. That's a pretty strong hat right there. I think I want one. All right. All jokes aside, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Now, I've still got a lot of other news that I'm going to start covering, but please cherish InfoWars. Please cherish the work that has been put in here for decades. I know I certainly do. And please cherish our crew and our guests as well, because this is the mothership of fighting against the lies in the media, the lies from our government, corruption in the media, corruption in government. This is the mothership in fighting against that. And so, as you see, we live in the most corrupt times, perhaps, in American history. You see, the persecution and the attacks on InfoWars are greater than ever. So, really, it's the total vindication of all of our work, quite frankly. The continued persecution and everything you've seen, the attacks on InfoWars for the last, I mean, really harder than ever, starting in 2018 with the complete ban of InfoWars and Alex Jones, and then most of our guests and hosts getting hit with it as well, including myself, and then the lawfare, and now the incarcerations. I mean, it's total vindication of everything we've talked about. And so it's kind of ironic in a way, all the people that call us conspiracy theorists, and then they laugh at all the persecution we go through, even though it's the total vindication of all of the work that we've ever done here. So allow us to keep doing it by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And I can tell you the products at InfoWarsStore.com are truly top-notch. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And the trifecta pack that we have going 40% off right now, this is the elite of the elite. Bodies for flexibility support, joint support, achiness, soreness. I love to go to Bodies. The Real Red Pill Plus, you've got the pregnenolone in there, the vitamin K, even the naturally occurring caffeine in the Real Red Pill Plus, which works great with DNA Force Plus, with the CoQ10 and the PQQ for cellular energy production and telomere support. It's the InfoWars Life Trifecta Pack, 40% off. limited time while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot thank you for your support enough. And it's your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. But there's a reason. There's a reason why the enemies of truth and the enemies of America hate us so much and want us off the air. And so we've never been more vindicated in our work, and that's why we have never been attacked in such a way as we are today. All right. Let me go to some video clips here, and we shall get back into the news. First, more from this 60 Minutes interview. Now, Alex covered it earlier, how Justin Trudeau is now blaming the Speaker of Parliament on bringing in the Nazi and then saying it was the Russians and it was Russian disinformation. When most people believe it was actually he that did that to support their efforts in Ukraine and the funding of the war in Ukraine. And we played the clip yesterday. I mean, clearly the speaker, it was almost like he didn't even know what was going on. And then when he was reading the script, I mean, we broke it down. His body language indicates that even he was stunned. He was like, wait, he fought the Russians? Wait, was this guy a Nazi? It's like that's what his body language is reading. And then Trudeau throws him under the bus for something he probably did. But you had more there on this 60 Minutes piece where they're promoting the war. And it's nice. Isn't it nice when Democrats and Republicans work together? It only seems to be for one cause, death and destruction, a.k.a. war. And so here's Senator Blumenthal and Senator Lindsey Graham. And here they are in the 60 Minutes special telling you how important it is to support the war in Ukraine. And then telling you that they are tracking and following every dime and every piece of equipment, even though both of them voted against just that in clip three.
While in Kyiv, we learned that three of McCain's former colleagues were also in town. Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Richard Blumenthal and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. They don't normally agree on much. Together, though, they're some of the staunchest supporters of U.S. funding for Ukraine's resistance.
They're on track to break the Russian army. And the only way they could possibly lose is if we pull the plug on them.
The wreckage of Russia's war machine was on display for Ukraine's Independence Day celebrations, even as almost a fifth of the country remains under occupation.
People ask me, is it worth it? Here's what we've got in our
investment.
We haven't lost.
This level of propaganda is truly stunning, folks. I mean, you're witnessing history propaganda here. This is historic stuff. They roll out tanks that the Russians have destroyed. They admit that the Russians' incursion into Ukraine has not been stopped. They admit that if it wasn't for the support of America, Ukraine wouldn't have a chance. And then they tell you how Ukraine's winning and everything's good, so keep funding it. Honestly, only I wouldn't even say a simpleton, because I'm not trying to insult simpletons, but like only a moron wouldn't see through this. Only a moron. Yeah, if it wasn't for our support, Ukraine would be winning. And here's all the destroyed equipment that we've sent to Ukraine that just gets destroyed as soon as it shows up on the battlefield. And the Russians have pretty much taken every part of Ukraine they wanted, and we can't get it back. And if it wasn't for our support, it'd all be over. But we're doing great, and they're winning, and it's so good. So let's keep funding it. I mean, what? Continue.
Our investment. We haven't lost one soldier. We reduced the combat power of the Russian army by 50%, and not one of us has died in that endeavor.
These are just lies.
A great deal for America.
You previously said that it's the best money we've ever spent. That's
disgusting.
Still true?
Since we helped Churchill stand up to the Nazis.
We have to have confidence that the dollars we're spending are actually being spent in defense of the nation. All of that is important.
So they vote against oversight.
But that's why we're here.
The senators and other U.S. officials told us there have been no substantiated cases
of
American weapons being diverted.
The United States Department of Defense ought to be telling the story about oversight. We're monitoring, we're following every piece of equipment. There has been no diversion, no evidence of misappropriation.
These are ghouls.
This is an American success story.
These are damn ghouls.
On aiding a partner fighting for freedom.
Let's just do this, because we don't talk here. I mean, most of the audience probably knows that we're telling the truth, and I just know this because I'm on air covering news every day. But let's just do this in the last 80 seconds here, guys. Just search. I mean, there's a dozen things you could search. Rand Paul decries Congress voting against monitoring money to Ukraine. Congress votes against oversight to money in Ukraine. Congress votes against oversight for weapons in Ukraine. I mean, guys, just pull up a bunch of stories on here. I mean, so these damn ghouls who have never seen a war they didn't want someone else to die in, and then they get funding from the contractors. I mean, it's right here in the news again today. Adam Schiff funneled millions to defense contractors after taking donations from defense contractors. Yeah, so here it is. So, and Rand Paul was the only person trying to stop it. Yeah, guys, so there's Rand Paul trying to stop the money to Ukraine without any oversight. And then plug in Congress votes against oversight to Ukraine. You can find hundreds of news stories on that, too. And so these ghouls, they all vote against oversight. They all voted against oversight in the money and the weapons to Ukraine. And then they go on 60 Minutes and they say, we have oversight. And it's important for the American people to have confidence that their dollars are getting spent and the weapons are being overseen by the Department of Defense. And then every single one of them voted against the oversight. Why do we have such corrupt people in our government? It's stunning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation taxation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's officially the clown world now, and I don't know. Maybe Elon Musk is right. Maybe the only option is to move to Mars at this point. Because these freaks that run our governments are just completely whacked out of their minds. The Canadian Speaker of the House, Anthony Rota, has now resigned because of the applause for the Nazi. This is like, what? I mean, here's the statement. I reiterate my profound regret for my error in recognizing an individual in the House during the joint address to Parliament of President Zelensky. That public recognition has caused pain to individuals and communities, including the Jewish community in Canada and around the world, in addition to the survivors of Nazi atrocities in Poland, among other nations. I accept full responsibility for my actions. Folks, somebody gave him a script to read. Somebody gave him a script to read. We broke it down yesterday how as he was reading it, he was shocked at what was going on. He realized it pretty quickly. He was like, wait, he fought the Russians? The Russians were the ones that defeated the Nazis. You saw it in his face. And now he has to fall on the petard here. He has to fall on the sword. And look. Look at this. I'm telling you, this is the most clown thing I've ever seen. UK journalist arrested for malinformation after exposing Trudeau applauding Nazi. So a UK journalist, Warren Thornton, said, look, here's Zelensky in Canadian Parliament honoring a Nazi. He got arrested because they said that's misinformation. He's not a Nazi. And now the speaker has resigned because he honored a Nazi, even though they arrested a journalist for calling him a Nazi, which is the truth. Honestly, look, look, this is going to fall on deaf ears, but I mean, we just have to say it. You liberals are destroying everything. Can you not see that you're completely out of your minds? You guys need to take a deep breath, and you need to put your hatred aside, and you need to put your deranged politics aside, and you need to put your own derangement aside, because you've completely lost your minds. I mean, you have lost your minds. You honored a Nazi to promote your war in Ukraine. You arrested a journalist for calling him a Nazi. And then you had somebody resign because he honored a Nazi, even though he wasn't even the one that made it happen. And the entire Canadian Parliament, members of the Canadian military, and Zelensky himself. There's a video going around. Look, I'm not going to claim Zelensky did a Nazi salute. But there's a video going around that when Zelensky stood up, I mean, he did go like this. Zelensky did go like that. Now, again, I'm not saying Zelensky did a Nazi salute. You can go look at the video if you want for yourself. But Zelensky honored the Nazi. The Canadian Parliament honored the Nazi. The Canadian military brass honored the Nazi. A journalist got arrested for calling him a Nazi. And now the Speaker of the Canadian Parliament has resigned for honoring a Nazi, even though he just reads a script. Seriously, like the whole world is dependent, like you leftists, you guys need to seriously like take a break and just take a breath and really. Yeah, there's the video right there. Crew pulls it up. Best crew in the business. So I don't know what you call that. I really don't care. I'm not here to freak out about Zelensky, whatever that is. But, you know, it's him starting a war or potentially being the pivotal individual involved in starting a World War III or a nuclear holocaust. That's my problem, not whether he actually did a Nazi salute to a known Nazi. This whole thing is out of control. Like, just I get it. You hate me. You hate Trump. You hate Alex Jones. You hate Roger Stone. You hate Republicans. You hate Vivek Ramaswamy. You hate. You probably just hate yourselves. You need to step off. You're going to get the whole world into a nuclear holocaust. Is that funny? Is that worth all of your hate? You're honoring literal Nazis to support this war. You've completely lost your minds. You've completely lost the plot. All right, there's no point. They're never going to wake up. They're just out of their minds. They're completely deranged. It's stunning. A journalist gets arrested for accurately reporting that the Canadian Parliament honored a Nazi. He gets arrested, and then the next day, the Speaker of Canadian Parliament resigns for honoring a Nazi. You people have lost your freaking minds. Oh, and you're going to burn the world. Let's go to this. Let's go to a man who got interviewed outside a Trump rally yesterday in South Carolina. Former Democrat had this to say when asked about the media in clip 5.
President Trump is a true patriotic American. He's my commander-in-chief, or will be soon again, and I love him. And being a black Republican, black American conservative, that's is very important to me. I used to be a Democrat. I have to walk away from the Democratic Party because, once again, what are they doing for first and foremost the country? Nothing.
So it goes on, but you get the point. More evidence that liberals have completely lost their mind. If you go to any major Democrat city, I mean, in San Francisco, they have an app so that you can know where human feces is on the streets. The problem is the entire map is human feces, so it doesn't even serve the proper purpose. It, like, warns you, hey, here's where people go and poop on the streets. You might want to avoid it. And then it's every city block, every city corner, every city street. Well, it's not just liberal San Francisco. It's also in Colorado, Denver, Colorado. And so, I mean, I don't know if this would be a tactic that I would use, but you want to talk about picking up somebody else's excrement and putting it on their own doorstep, literally. Denver radio host John Caldera scoops up human feces left by homeless people around Denver and puts it on the steps of the Capitol in Denver. And so here's how that went in clip 7.
Here is, oh my God, human feces that I've cleaned up.
John Caldera isn't the first person to poo-poo the work of city leaders, but he may well be the first to...
You're going to live in a world of feces with liberals. Literally, a
this
world of shit.
This is a present from the homeless to the people who have kept this homeless problem going.
President of the Independence Institute, a think tank in downtown Denver, Caldera says he's tired of the homeless using his private property as their public restroom.
Oh,
he says at least twice a week, security cameras catch a homeless person defecating outside his business or worse.
We have to clean up vomit.
This guy has a box
and
of turds.
Urine and syringes and used condom and feces.
Caldera says he's tried appealing to police and Mayor Mike Johnston to no avail. The answer, he says, isn't tiny homes, it's jail cells.
This is not an affordable housing crisis. This is a drug crisis. This is a mental health crisis. And this is a crisis of law, that these people who need help will never get help if they are not brought to jail where they are forced to get some help.
Meantime, he says he'll continue
bring back
to
the funny farms.
City Hall and urged other Denverites to do the same.
Works
next
for
time
everybody.
You clean it up, drop it off here. Drop it off at City Hall as an act of civil disobedience to ask them
put
to
put the poop mat back on the screen. I mean, look,
the problem.
This is so ridiculous. I can't help but laugh. But I mean, there it is. This is your image of Democrat Party politics. You want Democrats, you want liberals, you want leftists running things? You will that's what they do. Literally.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the info warrior, the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Roll out the short stairs for Joe Biden because he can't walk up the big stairs. So they have the emergency stairs, short stairs, and Joe Biden nearly fell down on short stairs today. He's doing great, though. Everything is fine. The country's falling apart. Political imprisonment, speech crimes, thought crimes, censorship, anti-Second Amendment activity, war with Russia, nuclear holocaust potentially. It's everything's great under Joe Biden. Economic distress, catastrophe, wide open border.
And why do liberals lie about all of this and pretend it's not going on? Only because they hate you. That's it. That's all it is. It's because they hate you. What a shame. Border Patrol agent bloodied and attacked by illegal immigrant with rat tattooed on his head. Yeah. But see, if a there's a woman who hugged police officers on January 6th. I'm not even kidding you. A woman who hugged police officers who's getting charged with crimes. And the left say she's a violent criminal for hugging police officers on January 6th. But the illegal immigrant that attacked a Border Patrol agent, he's probably a hero to the left. That's their logic. In Chicago, a viral video, surveillance video of broad daylight robbery and beatdown in Bucktown neighborhood sparks community outrage. Yeah, well, they know they can commit a crime, and the Soros district attorney and the Democrat judges and everything else will put them back on the streets. Because they don't want to be racist and incarcerate violent criminals, see? So they just beat people down and rob them and steal their cars, sometimes kill them, and they know, hey, I'll be right back on the streets, no big deal. A couple nights in jail, it's all good. Thanks, Democrats. Thank you. Now, the Democrats are threatening a government shutdown if they don't get their spending bills, and some of the Republicans are along for the ride. But don't worry, because Ukraine will still get their money, and they're going to make sure of it. U.S. to keep paying salaries for tens of thousands of Ukrainians during government shutdown, and they'll fund their farms and infrastructure and their oligarchs. But if the U.S. government shuts down, you won't be getting paid if you're a member of Congress. And by the way, this is just their threat to get people to vote for it. As Congress limps towards government shutdown, some members champion punitive legislation to prevent future impasses. What is that punitive legislation? The No Pay for Congress During Default or Shutdown Act, which would block the pay of members of Congress if the public debt limit is reached or a federal government shutdown occurs. So in other words, don't shut the government down or you won't get paid. And it's the Biden economy and everybody's broke, so they need that money. Unless, of course, you know, you're like AOC or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, who's filthy rich. Then you'll be fine. But, oh, see that? Oh, you better fund the government or no money for you. Oh, and you think that's going to sway some people? Of course it will. Of course it will. But don't worry, the money will continue to go to Ukraine no matter what. No matter what. And you've got radicals like Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman, who's calling out Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema because they're not for unlimited funding of the government and unlimited funding for the war in Ukraine. He goes on this huge diatribe on his Twitter account and curses them out, literally curses them out, because they don't want unlimited funding of war and unlimited funding of a corrupt government like Democrats do. Jamal Bowman really wants that paycheck, doesn't he? He really wants that taxpayer-funded paycheck. So he tells them to do your effing jobs. He calls them cowards. He says they've betrayed people. Oh, yeah, but how are those Democrat-run cities doing, Jamal? How's Baltimore doing? How's St. Louis doing? How's Chicago doing? How's San Francisco doing? They doing all right? No, not so much. Not so much, actually. As Americans struggle with the cost of food and other basics, Joe Biden vows to take on the high price of concert tickets. Now, I will say, I've been a frequent concert goer in my life, and concert tickets are about double what they were 4 years ago, say. I mean, really, it actually is astronomical. Prices for a concert ticket are astronomical under Joe Biden. But like the article here says, so is everything else. Your grocery bill is increased probably about 30%. Your energy bill is up about 30 to 40%. The price of gas is up over 50%. It's almost double, actually. It's about up 100% under Joe Biden, which then everything else increases in cost as well. And so this is the economic misery of Bidenomics, but don't worry, he's going to get those concert tickets lowered. And this is all about trying to reach the youth vote. And look, I really don't even want to go back down this stupid Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce saga. You know, if Travis Kelce wants to promote vaccines and for more money, you know, how much money is enough, Travis? Congratulations, you're a two-time Super Bowl champion alpha male, and now you're dating Taylor Swift, who's mid at best, but she's filthy rich too, so okay, you're now an it couple. That's great. But you know what? You know what? There's now something you're never going to be able to say for the rest of your life, that you never promoted a product that killed somebody. So I don't know how much money you got paid for all this. I feel like the whole thing is a psyop, quite frankly. If this is Travis Kelce chasing tail just so he can put Taylor Swift on his list, then, I mean, okay, that's quite a commitment. She's not even that good looking, but I guess she is that famous and rich, so perhaps. I guess it's like the old Dave Chappelle Oprah joke. But why am I bringing this up? Because Taylor Swift is using her platform to get young voters to register to vote Democrat. And she's been at the center of this high ticket price issue. And so that's why Joe Biden is doing this. This is all about reaching the youth vote. And they're using Taylor Swift to do it. They're using the "we're combating high ticket prices" to do it. And then, I mean, the whole Travis Kelce angle is just odd. And look, most Kansas City Chiefs fans are Republicans and conservatives. And whatever, you want to promote Bud Light, fine. You want to date Taylor Swift, who cares? But promoting the vaccine, that's like, that's nauseating. That's next level pathetic. And so, yeah, Taylor Swift is using the new popularity to register voters Democrat. And Travis Kelce, with his double vaccinated arm for his new Pfizer commercial, is going to help part of the process. I hope it's worth it. I hope it's worth it, Travis. By the way, Travis is on an interview. It was probably about 4 years ago, and people can change. But he said he's not going to date you if you won't go down on him or, you know, let him inside after three dates. So, I mean, we can only make assumptions. But honestly, I don't even care about all that. It's disgusting. It's disgusting to promote a vaccine that has killed so many people. And it's disgusting to promote a pharmaceutical product, the flu shot, that is 100% ineffective. It's just disgusting. So whatever, you want to chase Taylor Swift around, I don't care. I'm a heterosexual man. I get it. You want to promote Bud Light, fine. I'm sure you made millions of dollars. That's great. But you can no longer say that you never promoted a product that has led to people dying. And, I mean, here you go. Vaccinated soccer star Matty Cusack, 27 years old, dies suddenly. 27-year-old footballer Matty Cusack dies, and suddenly the media have no curiosity to find out why. Cause of death unknown. By the way, it's just like, have you seen the VAERS numbers? Since 2021, vaccine deaths went from a couple hundred a year to almost 10,000 a year. Same thing with miscarriages. Go look at the numbers on miscarriages post-vaccination. Jeez. Oh, but maybe that was the deal. Hey, Travis, if you want to date Taylor Swift, you got to promote the vaccine. You got to take one inside you to get one inside.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Says black people will suffer if U.S. government shutdown occurs. And there it is. See, the Democrats don't want black Americans to be successful and independent. The Democrats want black Americans to be dependent on the government so that they can do things like this and say things like that. You better vote for us. You better vote for us, black Americans, or you're going to go broke. What a sick, disgusting thing to think or say. But that's Democrat Party policy, and they still get the black vote somehow. But maybe not so much anymore. Maybe not so much anymore. And, boy, oh, boy, I almost don't even want to give any more attention to this story, but it's so incredible, actually. This Democrat paid-for teenager, they got a couple of them operating on the Internet, but this Harry Sisson guy, and look, I wonder who put him up to this, but look, he's a young guy, and the Democrats are probably paying him six figures. And so, I guess, you know, sacrificing your entire integrity and honesty is worth six figures when you're a teenager, supposedly, for this individual. But it appears, beyond a reasonable doubt at this point, and people have gone into it and done complete breakdowns that it appears this guy either faked a bomb threat against himself or I don't even know what else it would possibly be, or somebody else did it to him, and then he made a big thing on social media, and people dug into it, and they basically found no proof of a police report. They found no proof of a bomb threat. They called local authorities. They called New York University, and the whole thing has just become a disaster for this young man who sold his integrity and his honesty out for Democrat Party money. But this is what the left does. Anonymous political commentator cat turd swatted after being doxxed by leftists. They're the ones that dox. They're the ones that swat. They're the ones that call in bomb threats to political events, not conservatives. They're the Jussie Smollett's. But so the incredible thing about this Harry Smollett Sisson, is that even though he's been called out by multiple investigative reporters, and even though multiple people have called the local law enforcement and the university security, and they've said, nope, there's been no such bomb threat, we have no reports, multiple investigative reporters, he keeps doubling down. But what's strange is, obviously, that's his job as a Democrat Party propagandist. So, okay, fine, that's the decision he's made to sell his integrity out for Democrat Party money. What's incredible, though, ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands of replies to this individual's propaganda on Twitter, thousands of replies. And when I say there is 0% belief, I mean zero. You cannot find a single person that believes this kid. Nobody believes him. Literally zero. I went through the replies to all his different videos and all of his different BS, and I did not find one individual that believed him. And the few lefties or liberals or Democrats that get in there, they say, Harry, you're embarrassing all of us. Please stop this. Not one person. So see, this is the problem. It's the same thing with the Russell Brand thing. Let's just say, and I don't, just to be clear, I don't believe it for a second. I'm not even trying to humor the kid. But let's just make a larger point here. Let's just say that there was a bomb threat to him. Nobody is ever going to believe liberals anymore. They are now the boy that cried wolf. They make up rape accusations as a political weapon. They make up threats against themselves like Jussie Smollett as a political weapon. So you understand what you've done to yourself now? You might actually be a victim and no one's ever going to believe you now. There might be a woman that was actually raped by somebody against your politics, and nobody will ever believe her now because of you. Maybe you never heard about the boy that cried wolf. You might want to research it, because now the liberals are the boy that cried wolf, and nobody will ever believe anything they say ever again. And who? How could you? Why would anybody trust a liberal? Now, this is a fantastical story out of Austin, and I've seen this stuff myself, never like this, but there's some driverless cars that go around Austin here. Driverless disarray, autonomous vehicles cause massive traffic jam after Texas Longhorns football game, and there's a larger story here, aside from perhaps this failed technology, or maybe it was hacked, or who knows what happened. Here's the larger story, because this is what the automated world has to offer. This is what the administrative state, bureaucratic state, automated world, corporate world government has to offer, folks. It will eventually break down, and there will be no human touch. There will be no human element. It will just be you versus a faceless, soulless machine of a system built to oppress you, and there will be no recourse. It won't just be traffic jams caused by autonomous vehicles. It'll be complete bureaucratic failure, power grids going down. Who knows what kind of mistakes? Maybe you get arrested by a robot unjustly. Maybe somebody gets shot and killed by a robot unjustly. Whatever it is, and there is no human touch. It's total death to civilization. Complete death to civilization. And then it's a lot like that Dark Mirror episode. I forget the name of it, but it's the social credit score episode where, you accidentally said the wrong thing, or you accidentally did the wrong thing, and now you lose your social credit score, and now you can't eat, and now you can't travel, and now you can't fill your car with gas, and now you can't open the door to your house, and now you literally are stuck on the streets with no recourse whatsoever, and nobody's going to help you because they don't want their social credit score to go down. That's the automated world. That's the corporate world government, global enslavement under the automated bureaucratic system, corporate world government that they want us to live in. And that video of the autonomous cars causing the traffic jam and getting stuck and all confused on the road, that is just symbolic in a very minor, less consequential way of what the world will be in this fully automated corporate world government with no human touch. Biden regime spends $800,000 on harm reduction program that distributes crack pipes in Texas. Now, I might be a little at the risk of sounding foolish here. I couldn't help but think this the other night, because we spend all this money on crack pipes. We spend all this money on making sure drug addicts on the streets can get drugs and needles and everything. And we also spend a lot of money on gay research. You know, we spend money on gay research in the military. We spend money on LGBTQ, two-spirit, genderqueer stuff culturally. I mean, millions, if not hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars goes into this stuff. And the other night in Austin, I guess it was Sunday night, we had a major storm. And every once in a while, one of these storms comes through, these electric storms come through. And I mean, you look up at the sky for an hour, and the lightning never stops. I mean, it's an incredible spectacle. I was enamored by it for like 20 minutes, just sitting out in my driveway watching this incredible electrical storm. I'm sure some of the crew saw it too. And I'm just sitting here, and I'm just thinking, you know, if we, instead of spending all this money on gay LGBTQ plus and crack pipes and needles and stuff, and we tried to find a way to actually effectively harness this incredible electricity in the storm here. I mean, it's just like, what are we doing? Why are we more concerned about finding out about sexual crap and drug addict crap instead of inspiring geniuses with innovative minds to figure out how we can harness this incredible electrical storm that's going on for 2 hours nonstop in the sky? I mean, lightning bolts streaking across the entire sky, like 100 miles long, all night long. I'm just like, is there, we don't know how to harness this consistently. We can't create technology. And I mean, no, because we got to research gay. And we got to fund drug addicts and crack addicts. Oh, and by the way, and more to the, to the last story, was that from this weekend? I mean, did you guys see that storm the other night? I mean, seriously. Like, that was unreal stuff. And so, but back to the other issue of the automated world. New York is now putting police robots out on the subway because the police have been defunded. And AOC kind of gets it, but not fully. She says, New York schools got defunded to pay for these privacy disasters on wheels. No, the police got defunded. The schools were already a disaster. This is your doing. Democrats run New York City. You are now the ones that made police robots that are going to be worse than actual police. The whole automated system will be worse. All right. Maria Z takes over the Alex Jones Show on the other side of this break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.